The government planting for food and job policy is something that we have welcomed in the General Agricultural Workers Union, GAWU. In the rolling out of the policy, the challenges that comes with it. So for example, the fertilizers and the rest, the subsidies that comes thereof. We just admonish and advocate on government to ensure that the fertilizers reach their destination. That is, the farmers who are subsidized get the fertilizer themselves. And then we should remove all the bottlenecks that makes getting it, because fertilizers are for season, and agriculture in Ghana is rain-fed and depending on the rainfall. And the rainfall in Ghana has seasons, so we must look and balance the seasons very well. What we have heard and noticed in recent times is the smuggle of the subsidized fertilizers to neighboring countries. And we think that whoever are involved, there is a need for investigation, and people who are involved should be brought to book to serve as deterrent for others, not to, because the policy can be good, but implementing the policy can have its own challenges.
Mr. Tego called on government to tackle the fall armyworm invasion with all the urgency and seriousness that it deserves, since it is impacting agriculture production.
With the recent attack of the armyworms, we have always said that it's a state of emergency issue, because these worms do not recognize borders. They do not recognize, they just attack. And the way it is attacking, a report we are getting indicate a devastation of maize, despite the fact that maize is a key component of the planting for food and jobs program for government. What we are calling on government to immediately do is to work with GAWU and the Peasant Farmers Association, recognizing that there is indigenous technology. Farmers have used Omo and Pepe to prepare a combination that can be used to address the canker. We have also heard that some farmers have soaked tobacco in water, and over a period of time they used it to spray. Both of the two that I have spoken about, they are all safer than using pesticides. Agrochemicals, if it is possible, we should avoid it.
Mr. Tego appealed to government to endeavor to employ students coming from the agricultural training schools to enable them to offer extension services to farmers.